Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. The first phase of Census 2027, world's largest population census exercise, will begin from today. The census will be conducted in two phases, house listing, HLO, and population enumeration, PE, with March 1, 2027 fixed as the reference date. For the first time, the census will be conducted digitally with the option of self-enumeration, which will be held from today till 15th of this month. House listing and housing census will begin from 16th April and will be carried until 15th May. The HLO will involve listing all buildings and structures and collecting information on housing conditions, amenities, and assets. It will also include geotagging of buildings and assigning a unique identification number to each structure. 11 states and union territories, including Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Odisha, Sikkim, and NDMC area, and Delhi Cantonment Board of National Capital will undertake the HLO process. 9 states and union territories will conduct it in May, 3 in June, 2 in July, and 2 in August. The second phase, which is population enumeration, will be conducted during February next year. It will focus on collecting individual level data, including age, gender, occupation, literacy, and caste details. The center has approved an outlay of over 11,718 crore rupees for Census 2027. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that even amid West Asia conflict, India has kept the situation under control. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of development projects worth over 19,800 crore rupees at Nani in Vav Tharad district of Gujarat yesterday. He added that the central government has not allowed the impact of the West Asia conflict to affect the citizens of the country.
हमेशा से बड़ी ताकत रही है कितना ही कठिन समय क्यों ना आए मुश्किल के समय हमारा देश एकजुट होकर खड़ा होता है बीते कुछ समय से आप देख रहे हैं दुनिया के कई देश युद्ध अशांति और अस्थिरता से घिरे हैं वेस्ट एशिया में जो हालत बने हुई है उनका असर पूरी दुनिया पर है ऊर्जा जरूरतों की डीजल पेट्रोल और गैस की दिक्कत पूरी दुनिया में बढ़ गई है ऐसे संकट में भी भारत ने हालातों को नियंत्रण में बनाए रखा है
Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said projects which were launched today will improve connectivity and support socio-economic development of the region. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the OSAT plant of Kansk Semiconductor in Sanand. With the start of the new financial year today, a set of reforms including key financial rules changes will come into force. Over 6-decade-old Income Tax Act will be replaced by the new Income Tax Act 2025 from today. It is designed to simplify the tax system by removing outdated provisions, streamlining complex rules, and making compliance more straightforward for taxpayers. All digital payment transactions in the country will be required to meet the norms of two-factor authentication from today, as directed by the Reserve Bank of India. The revised FASTag annual pass fee for financial year 2026-27 will also be in force from today. The revised rules for applying for or updating a permanent account number, PAN card, will also come into effect from today. Nagaland has made its debut at the national stage of India Skills Competition 2025-26, currently underway at Gautam Buddha University, Greater Noida in Uttar Pradesh. This marks a significant milestone in the state's journey towards skill excellence and broader national participation. Representing Nagaland are one state official, a team leader, and a lone participant, Imti Sangla Kangshu, who previously secured a silver medal at the zonal level. She is competing in the restaurant service job role among participants from across the country. The competition features over 60 job roles spanning multiple sectors, bringing together top talent from across India. Winners at the national level will go to represent the country at the International Skills Competition, scheduled to be held in Shanghai in September 2026. And Speaker Sharingan Longcomer has expressed deep sorrow over the demise of G. Gokhavi, former member of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly who passed away on March 30 in Dimapur. Remembering his journey, the speaker highlighted Gouravi's early days in student leadership and his dedicated service as the representative of Sataka constituency in the 8th Naglan Legislative Assembly. He noted that the late leader was guided by a strong sense of duty and remained committed to the welfare of the people. Mr. Longkumar also acknowledged his integrity, service and lasting contributions both within and beyond the Assembly. On behalf of the 14th Naglan Legislative Assembly, the Speaker extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family and prayed for strength in this time of grief. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.